welcome to the You podcast, the show designed to fortify your mindset and empower your life. I'm your host, Scott Rasmussen. In today's episode, we'll talk about seven traits of legends. That's all next. So here we go. All right. When you think about legends, there's a lot of different popular legends that are out there. If you think of sports heroes, or you think of politicians, or even superheroes, or even could be your favorite teacher in, say, elementary school. There are a lot of legends that we think about in our lives. But today I want to talk about you as a legend. Just you. So think about these seven traits as you think about yourself and ways to improve this week. So number one is legends take time to learn. Learn and know your daily game plan, what you're doing each day. Know your business or your product better than anyone. Know your weaknesses to improve, and know that you must change to survive, otherwise known as adapt or die. Legends take time to learn. Number two, legends race towards their fears instead of running from them. If you think about on 9/11, those famous firefighters who raced up the burning tower, they're just great examples and legends of men and women who race toward their fears instead of running from them. So don't let your fears steal your life away. Race toward them and be unstoppable. All right, number three is legends fail fast and then learn and move on. Legends know that they're not perfect, but they know they can't spend a lot of time being stopped. They just move on. A good example of this is Jerry Seinfeld. When he first started doing stand-up, he recalls that the very first stand-up that he did, he forgot the joke, forgot the punchline, and someone in the first couple rows just yelled out, "Hey, is this your first time?" And he was just demoralized, right? But did that stop him? Absolutely not. So everyone knows that Seinfeld went on to create an absolutely tremendous show that in 2002 was voted the number one television show of all time. And that was Seinfeld. And so remember that legends fell fast and then they learn to move on. All right, number four is legends work, work, and work. If you ask any successful person what it took to get to where they are right now, the number one answer is work. It is just going to take work. There's a famous quote also that says there is no satisfactory substitute for work. It's just something that you can't get to where you want to go unless you do the work. So think about putting the work in and then do put the work in. All right. Number five is energize others. I love this. So this week I had an opportunity to help teach some young men how to jumpstart a dead battery in a car. Okay. So one of the first things that you need to do is you need to connect. We were just using jumper cables. So connect to a hot or a live power source, right? That's how you're going to jumpstart your dead battery. So if in your life, maybe from time to time, you have a dead battery, so to speak, maybe you're down in the doldrums, or maybe you're just completely unenergized. You know, it's powerful if you can be the power source for some others. Energize them. This could be just a simple like hello, like in the hallway, or a compliment. Compliments go a long way. Compliments will put a smile on someone's face and make their day. Energize others. Make it your daily, or yeah, I would say daily task this week, and see how it impacts your life and gives you energy as well. All right, number six is be obsessed with finding a better way. Legends do this. Now, it doesn't have to be something huge like what IBM did in 1994 when they created the smartphone, right? It was obviously something that was going to change the future of telecommunications. But it can be just small things in your life, small improvements that you can find a better way of doing things, ways of doing things faster, either in your work, in your personal life, in your relationships, better ways of doing things. You don't have to be a super popular individual to be able to be obsessed with finding a better way and improving. All right, number seven is build your reputation with actions, not words. You need to show yourself and others what you can do, not just what you can say. This is so powerful because When you build your reputation with actions, that will tell people exactly not only how successful you are, but it'll show you how powerful your words are. Because if you say you can do things and then you actually go out and do them, that's powerful, and you'll become legendary. So remember these seven things, seven traits of legends. Legends take time to learn. Legends race toward their fears instead of running from them. Legends fail fast, learn and then move on. Legends work, work, work. Legends energize others. Legends are obsessed with finding a better way. And finally, legends build their reputation with actions, not with words. So I know that this week, if you will put into practice, even if it's just one of these things, you can become legendary. If not overnight, over time, and you will amaze yourself and become a great asset to humankind. So until next week, be unstoppable.